The face, has the face drooped or become weak in one side? The arm, has the arm become suddenly weak or clumsy in one side? Has the speech suddenly become slurred or confused in nature? It's time to act fast. So the second that you recognise those signs, it's the time that you dial 999.
And the way to remember that is that face, arm, speech and time spell out the word fast.
Fast, that's correct, yeah.
And so if you do, you're speaking to somebody or you're out and about and you see somebody that you think is starting to exhibit these symptoms, what should you do?
You just obviously make sure the patient's safe and just dial 999 on the second that you recognise the signs.
And now there is there's two different types of strokes. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, there are two different types of stroke. So one is a clot type stroke and the second one is a bleed. So in plumbing terms, the pipe gets blocked or the pipe ruptures.
And just we were speaking there about the importance of acting quickly. I suppose this just might put it into context for some people. So during or whenever stroke's happening, 2 million brain cells are destroyed every minute. Is that correct?
That's correct. 2 million brain cells every minute. So every second counts, as I said. Patients need to get to hospital quickly to be assessed. Stroke treatment is time dependent. So 50% of strokes will not arrive to the hospital within 3 hours of symptoms starting. So it's very, very important if you want the treatment. Unfortunately, all patients will be suitable for the treatment. But the quicker you get to hospital to be assessed for that treatment is the best way to go forward.
And I suppose, what's the difference in somebody getting early intervention or leaving it a while?
Well, you're going to be reducing the disability. You may be saving that person's life, basically.
And what I suppose, long-term effects is there of stroke? Could it permanently affect the symptoms that you see happening straight away?
Absolutely. Some people can lose their speech. Some people can be paralysed on one side of their body. Some people can lose their vision. They can maybe lose their swallowing. There's so many multiple factors that can affect people. It's life-changing. Stroke is life-changing.
And it was also life-changing, I suppose, for the family or the loved ones of the person who has had the stroke as well.
Absolutely. It has a huge impact on the person, number one, on their families and friends, their carers as well, both physically, psychologically and financially. One in four people will have a stroke.
That's very high statistics.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do to try and prevent stroke from happening?
So to prevent stroke, a healthy lifestyle. Healthy diet, exercise, not smoking, managing your risk factors like high blood pressure, making sure that it's under control, making sure that you're getting your cholesterol checked, if you have high cholesterol, taking your medication, managing diabetes, just really a healthy lifestyle.
And then I suppose finally, if somebody is listening to this that has been affected by a stroke or they know somebody, there are supports available in Donegal.
Absolutely. We have a stroke support group that runs every second Tuesday of the month, and it's based in the No Barriers in the Mountaintop, and that runs from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. The pathway for referral to the support group is through the Stroke Connect service, and that can be accessed online through the Irish Heart Foundation website, or you can ring the phone number on 01 668 5001.
And that would be, I suppose, life-changing for people. You know, as we say, you know, stroke is something that happens to you. It's not something that you're born with. And it can be so difficult to suddenly have this life that you had planned ahead for yourself just pulled from underneath you.
Yeah. Stroke's life-changing. It can affect your personality. It can affect the way you may lose your job through it. So financially, it's a burden on families and a burden on relationships as well.
And this support group is a way, though, to find people who are going through something similar and I suppose it make it less isolating, maybe?
Absolutely. So there's nothing more than, you know, speaking to somebody that's actually went through this themselves and, you know, speaking to people who are in the same situation as yourself.
Okay.
Absolutely, you need that support.
Karen, is there anything else there that you want to add on that?
That's really it. Just the Stroke Connect service.
Mm-hmm. So
also run through the Irish Heart Foundation, which is a telephone service for stroke survivors. Providing information and support regarding stroke recovery as well. And that's available through that number too.